I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Helge Pedersen must have one of the coolest jobs on the planet. He leads international motorcycle tours. His latest one involved leading six bikers on a month-long excursion through Vietnam, Laos, and Cambodia. Along the way, Pedersen sent us this audio postcard from the northern Vietnamese town of Sapa, the answer to our geo quiz today.
We took off early in the morning from Hanoi, capital of Vietnam, and 7 hours later, our destination was Sapa. It's very famous for the hill tribe people. The Hmong hill tribes live there. You can imagine, it's beautiful terraced countryside with rice fields. And as a tourist, you will be greeted by several Hmong that will take you around. And, you know, you have fun with it, take pictures, talk to them, and their English is incredible good. So you learn a lot about the culture. And on this particular hike, I met a girl called Chi. And she was kind of curious why I was taking all of these pictures, and her English was much better than mine. I'm from Norway, so as you can hear, it's not perfect in the English language. So she was looking at the camera and asked if she kind of could try it. So I gave her my expensive digital SLR, and I gave her a few tips on what to do, and she started taking pictures. What was amazing with Chi, when she took off by herself out to the village and met a couple of her girlfriends, and the first thing she did was to invite them out to the rice field, use that as a background for her portraits, and she took some beautiful pictures there. It was really a treat to see. She agreed to next day to meet 9 o'clock at the hotel. She came there into the reception, very shy, very withdrawn. It was kind of a forbidden area for her to get into the hotels as a Hmong hill tribe girl. But I said, insisted that it's okay, I'm a guest here, I'm allowed to have visitors. So we sat there in the reception, looked at her pictures from the day before, and you could just see her smile. As we came from Vietnam, headed for Laos, just a big mud hole. Oh, it was mud left and right. We had to cross bridges over streams and small rivers. And the bridges we crossed with, you can't believe it, they were made of bamboo. After having ridden through Vietnam and Laos on roads that you can't imagine that any bike would be able to take you, we sure been beaten up quite a lot on this trip. We had made good friends, but right now I'm really looking forward to get down to the coast of Cambodia, eat some good crab, go swimming, and then reflect on all the good memories we have had. This is Helge Pedersen for The World, signing off from Luang Prabang, not far away from the Vietnam-Laos border.
You can find a link to Pedersen's Globe Riders website and see some of Chi's photographs at theworld.org.